Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Audio courtesy of ESPN. Lima, take it away. It's your day. This is a Lima day.
I'm happy. I'm really happy. My team won the national championship.
All right, on to the Browns. Yes. 216-47. No, I'm kidding. Come on, man. You ain't gonna whoop it up.
I was whooping it up last night.
So you're up on the show this morning?
Pretty damn late
in
the night.
Everybody wants to hear you whooping it up.
Was ecstatic. Was wondering how in the world that game was even close in the fourth quarter.
But I still didn't feel it was that close. I really didn't. I didn't. I figured I didn't see a 50-some-odd yard pass for Jeremiah Smith. I didn't see that one coming.
No, they needed that. If they don't convert that third down, I think we could be having a very different show today.
I don't know.
Because Notre Dame all of a sudden found their passing attack. They couldn't throw the ball further than 3 yards down the field the entire game until they needed to. And then they were doing it at will.
I understand what you're saying, but I never felt it to be I never felt it to be even in doubt. I really didn't.
I thought it was going to be a total blowout in the second quarter.
Oh, I did too.
I thought this thing was going to be. I mean, definitely Ohio State haters are texting me like, once you know Ohio State's going to win, you start getting salty about things. And I was getting texts from people we know going, no one's going to watch this second half. Ratings are going to be abysmal. I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to watch. It's my team winning the national championship.
In a lot of ways, you do care about like ratings and things like that, yeah, and then they text you during your team play.
Yeah, not when my team. I care about ratings for everybody else, not when my team is playing.
Man, you got to get out there and you got to strut your stuff here this morning. Because very rarely do you get to, like, the Browns, you're very cerebral and like, this is what needs to happen. And whether or not I agree with you or not, it's whatever. And I get emotional about a lot of things. I don't get this is opposites day. I don't get emotional over Ohio State football.
Except when you're rooting against them.
No,
like you were last night. You didn't have your Notre Dame stuff on?
I absolutely was not.
You didn't have your Notre Dame hat on?
I absolutely did not. No. My son roots for Ohio State. So we were watching the game together. I want him to do well for X.
When's the last time you've been in the shoe for an Ohio State game?
2008.
And when did you go to a Notre Dame game?
2023.
Oh, that's right.
That's a Ken Carlin
and you
classic.
Were rooting
it's a
for
Lima
Ohio State.
Classic, if anything, that's and a slippery
were,
wizard.
And you were rooting for Ohio State last night.
I wasn't rooting for.
You weren't rooting against them.
Well, no.
Ohio State's not
them.
A very neutral team where you're like, I can take it or leave it. You either love Ohio State or you want them to die in a car crash.
I'll tell you this. That is a hell of a point. That is a hell of a point you raise, but. I mean, I did sit here and guarantee that they were going to win all week last week, did I not? So I had to be pulling for Ohio State to some level because if I sat there and get... Because honestly, the Denver game, we all remember the Denver game and he shaved his face 3 times. The school children that are at the kindergarten class, like 3 strikes and you're out. You can never guarantee anything again. Like, I'm not pony over here. Like, I do try to say something and have some responsibility behind what I say. So, yeah, in that sense, I wanted Ohio State to win the game.
I wanted to be right
in my prognostication.
Didn't you feel it was a jinx? Kenny was trying to apply the jinx.
God, no. He didn't. No.
Yeah.
Why would I try to put them a like on them by me being the bad juju of the Ohio State Buckeyes?
Well, you know.
That's not good for the career. That's not good for my psyche.
You know the show would have been 10 times better today if Ryan Day choked that game away.
No.
Yes, it would have.
Okay, I would have had 4 hours of people screaming, and Notre Dame would have won their first championship since 1988.
And you would have worn your Notre Dame
that'd
stuff.
That'd be cool. No, I would not. I'm not going to sit there and troll. I don't like being cussed out by anybody on the phone or online or anything. So, I wouldn't have sat here and worn my Notre Dame stuff.
Ken would have claimed the last 2 national championships, Michigan last year and Notre Dame this year.
It's not true. But it's not about me. This is about you today. This is your day. I want you to whoop it up. I don't like subdued you. This is your last bastion of emotional sports is Ohio State. So
you know, it was
whoop
weird.
It up.
It was weird because I end up, first of all, when would I ever watch a game this big by myself, which is where I ended up watching it. Wife was done at halftime. She was feeling pretty good about things. So I'm sitting there by myself, you know, having a few beverages and just wondering how this was going to end, because Ohio State looked in total command there in the second quarter. I mean, they scored on every drive to start out in the first half. You know, Notre Dame had that soul-crushing opening drive. I mean, what was it, 12 minutes? They consumed the play clock, and I'm like, is this going to be the whole game?
No.
We are not going to stop. They literally told you what they were going to do. We're going to run the ball up the middle, and we're going to run our quarterback every single time when we need short yardage. And it worked on that opening drive. And I was looking at that Buckeye sideline. They looked like they were shell-shocked again. It looked just like
the Michigan situation. It's weird how we see things. I wrote it down, and I had a different observation. I didn't. I think that they were frustrated. I think the front four were frustrated. I mean, you go for it on fourth down a couple times, and you give it up.
They got pushed around.
That left tackle, I did not realize that left tackle was going to come back and play the way he did after the torn pectoral muscle. Mm-hmm. I mean, my God in heaven, that kid's, and I think, what, is he a redshirt freshman? So they got a little bit of time left with him.
Their line's going to be great next year.
I was like, all right, if Ohio State comes down and scores, and they score relatively with some ease, I go, I'm not worried about this. Go, if they go down and punt, then it's going to play right into Notre Dame's hands. Because I thought Notre Dame in their first drive had to do exactly what they had to do. Slow the game down, put the ball in their hands, but you can't make mistakes like that. You can't, and what I mean by mistakes is, like, you can't let Ohio State get out in space. You can't do that. And they did, which is a terrible mistake to let them get out in space. And for them to put pressure on Will Howard, Will Howard's is okay with pressure, especially if you're going to play man. And when you're playing man defense and you're going to bring pressure, he's going to find open people. He's got the experience to do it. It's not Riley Leonard under pressure is going to take off and try to run. And his passes were just terrible throughout the night for the most part. I think when you
until late, where all of a sudden he was making some of the biggest plays of the game.
But when you put Ohio State, when you put Will Howard under pressure, he's going to find one of his three receivers. He's going to make you pay to some level. And they got in third and five situations. Notre Dame would send the house, and it just did not work against Will Howard, especially if you're going to play man defense like that. So when I saw that, I did not feel very worried at all, because I'm going, they're not going to be able to stitch together 12 play, or how many ever played drives with 12 minutes like they did at the very beginning of the game. I didn't think that was
going
to happen.
Well, they end up going 2-3 and outs, and those were the only other possessions they had in the first half, because the first quarter was wiped away. They scored the touchdown. Ohio State answered back right after the bell in the second quarter.
Two total possessions in the first quarter.
I mean, that was a nightmare scenario for Ohio State. And that's why I'm sitting there going, why didn't we take the ball? Why didn't we put the pressure on Ohio?
I saw your tweet.
On Notre Dame.
Yeah, I saw you.
And then because Ohio State wins the game, people are like, oh, still think that way? And it's like, yeah, if Ohio State would have just come out and came down the field and scored a touchdown, this game might have been a blowout. Might not have even been competitive. But I'll give credit to Notre Dame. As far as Ohio State, it's so weird. It's so weird thinking about what ended up happening, where Marcus Freeman elects to kick the field goal.
On fourth and goal from the nine.
Yeah. They couldn't do anything. Once they got down there, it looked like they were going to score again, and then they couldn't. And they end up kicking the field goal, and they missed the field goal. So, you know, if they end up scoring a touchdown on that drive, there was some puckering up by Ohio State. I mean, the Jeremiah Smith play was awesome and was a huge, huge Will Howard conversion, but it was very conservative there. That was the one thing, like, if you were to say, do you have any problems with Ryan Day after winning a national championship? Like, I think Urban Meyer probably would have blown out Notre Dame. Like, I feel like if Urban Meyer were the coach, that game would have been a 50.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't think it would have been close. They definitely took their foot off the gas until they needed that third down. And what a great play. What an absolutely great play it was. They were very creative. I thought Chip Kelly was awesome throughout that game, mixing it up. And they recovered after they were down early. Because that was starting to feel like, they another physical game, and Notre Dame was dominating the line of scrimmage to start out. Luckily, it was sealed after that.
So we played a promo right before the show, and it was you getting into it with a caller over Ryan Day. This is the caller with Lima over Ryan Day. When was this originally?
December 5th.
December 5th. All right, here's the caller about Ryan Day with Anthony. Ed in Avon Lake, you're next up on the Fan.
Anybody that would think about considering firing Ryan Day is out of their mind.
Why on earth would you fire Ryan Day? No, how many more losses in a row do you want? How many more years you want to waste? You're going to waste a $20 million salary team? What more resources do you want? Come on, Ed.
Who do you want to coach?
We've named 30 guys. But let's Urban Meyer, Marcus Freeman, Mike Vrabel, Dan Landon. You ask me a question, and you won't listen to the answer to the damn question, Ed. Get off the phone.
Hold on. You're unhinged. Taking it back today?
No, none of it.
Not a single word.
It was an all-time bad loss. Here's where I was naive. I was naive that they were given a mulligan. Ryan Day was given a mulligan. Think about what we're saying about Will Howard today compared to if the season was just over, it was the BCS era and Ohio State was eliminated. What would the Will Howard recap be for his Ohio State experience?
I don't think
people
would be texting me all night long talking about the Browns drafting him at some point in the draft. And by the way, none of them were
Are you really getting those texts?
Yeah, hell yeah. Not saying to take him number two. No one's saying to take him number two.
Where are they saying to take him?
I've got like three people who are like round four. And then people are just like, can they draft him? Can they draft him? But most people are like, third round, fourth round, somewhere in there. Yeah. It's like, yeah, he'll probably, in a bad draft class, he'll probably go up. They'll probably, 6'4", 230, 235, I think it is. Big body. I don't think that he's like statuesque in a way. I think that, he's twisty up top, if that's even a word you can use for it. Like he can get, it's not where he's just like he can run and he's just like he can move around and do a lot of different things.
I mean, I saw some Howard craziness on social media yesterday.
Well, that's fine.
Because Browns fans are watching these college football games, and because it's the only game in town now when it comes to how the Browns are going to get better. Yeah. They are inflating every player we see. Like, they made Abdul Carter into Myles Garrett based on two plays they saw.
Because they don't want him to take a quarterback.
And he was injured in the game, and he really only made a few plays in that game. They saw that, and they're like, oh, my God, we're going to have the best defensive line in football. Yeah. And I'm like, you're basing that off this? Like, he's good. He's not all-time great good.
We do have some time to talk about Will Howard, and Jack Sawyers are showing up on TV. I do want to ask about Ryan Day. So has people's thoughts of Ryan Day changed? Seems like yours haven't. Your thoughts on Ryan Day haven't.
I gave him all the credit. Really, the response in the Tennessee game and then blowing out Oregon. I mean, I came on here and said he has that locker room. And that was stuff that I was hearing, too, behind the scenes, that those kids never wavered. Like, yeah, they were mad about the Michigan collapse. They couldn't believe it. But, they also use that. They use that as fuel. And it's easy to say, like, every time a team loses a game, now you have a playoff. So the landscape has totally changed forever. You're always – schools like Ohio State are always going to be in this playoff. Notre Dame is always going to be in this playoff. So, you're never going to treat those games the way that I came on the air and treated that game. And I think our fan base and even the rational guys, the Ari Wassermans, the Doug Lamorese, even they were all in agreement with me. They came to my side and they're like, that was embarrassing. That was one of the worst coach games in recent college football history. Nobody was denying that. But what I think I was naive at the time thinking that, well, they can't. I mean, that if they lost that game, how in the world could they roll off four in a row? Well, watch them. Because that's exactly what they did. It was incredible.
Yeah, they really play. If you think about it, like the game against Oregon, Oregon came in. They were an undefeated team. They looked as good as it could be. There were a lot of people who thought, man, whoever wins this wins a national championship. Then the Texas game, whoever wins this wins a national championship. Then obviously this was the national championship. Like, I don't think there's any real denial whatsoever. Like, you can't look back on it and say, like, well, the best team didn't win because of the playoff or anything like that. Nah, I think you found the best team. I think that it was the perfect gauntlet to lay down to find the best team.
It's just funny to see that number 8 by Ohio State in our first ever playoff. And, like, you're going to look back. This is going to be a really confusing season to explain to a lot of people. And maybe that's how they all are going forward. I don't know. Maybe because the depth of those Southern teams are never going to be what it was, where they just stockpiled everybody else. Kind of reminded you of like what Woody Hayes and Bo were doing way back in the day, where they had hoarding all the good players. Like, that's done. So the depth is gone. You have Ohio State to retain their roster is why they spent most of that money. And then you went out and got not only, Downs, you got the center who ended up getting injured from Alabama. And then obviously having Jeremiah Smith, and then Chip Kelly. You know, that was another thing. Like, we keep talking NIL, NIL, NIL. It's like, well, you also went and bought Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
He was a head coach. And you stole one of the great offensive minds in football. That's how desperate you were following that loss. And then they lost to Michigan again. Then they lost to him again in a game that Michigan didn't have their best players. They were totally outmatched. They didn't have a quarterback. So, no, I don't take back anything I said the day after the game. I just should have realized, oh, yeah, you have a playoff now. You have a playoff now. It's a different world that we live in college football.
So Lima takes nothing back. 216-474-0092.
And I get to celebrate a national championship.
Have your thoughts.
It's an amazing spot to be in.
On Ryan Day, have they changed this morning? Do you feel differently about Ryan Day than you did yesterday morning? 216-474-0092.